Welcome to Afyem Yerusham, Yishir sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Lamed Gimel in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, starring Halacha Ches. Zok the Mishnah. Moshivim Shivochim L'Tanegoyim Barboser. You can set nest, or more accurately, coos, for the chickens on the 14th. But you're not allowed to place the chickens, the roosters, on the eggs, just to put the place where they're going to sit on. If a chicken ran away, you could bring her back. And Reb Chaim proves at this point, this sentence is even on Chol HaMoed. If the rooster died, you could replace it with another one, but that's only an Erev Pesach, not on Chol HaMoed. On the 14th, you could clean out the dirt beneath the legs of the animals, completely clean it out and remove it. And Chol HaMoed, you can't completely remove it, just put it to the side. You could bring vessels, you could bring items to the Beis HaOmon to be fixed. Even though it's not Tzor HaMoed, and that you could do only in Yudal, that you cannot do in Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara, Meshivim Shavachim Targoyim Ba'abosar, HaBimoyed Osar, the Gemara is Medayik, on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to prepare the coos for the chicken. Ein Marbim Esebeim HaMoed, Avomim Melchim Oysa LeVikoris. You're not allowed to mate an animal B'yadayim in Chol HaMoed, but you could bring it to the Bikoris. Another Begirs over here is the Karois, which means the corral. You could bring the animal there, and on its own it will mate. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chamoyro Shetova Zohar. So a female donkey who needs a zocher, who's requesting a male, marabim or so, you could do reveal, shaloi titzon, she should not get a cold. Because if it doesn't do reveal, it will make her cold, which means it will make her sick. Veshar kol beim ha-molechim o'sol ha-vekoyris, all the animals, you bring it to the corral. U'mekizim dam la'odom u'leveim ha-moyed, you can draw blood from a man, an animal, and the moyed. Because this has to do with refuah, and this more concludes, we do all refuah for man and animal. We bring her back to its place. Meaning it has to be within 3 days that it ran away. If it's after 3 days, it's too late to bring her back. If the rooster died, you can replace it. It needs to be that the original rooster was there for at least 3 days, and meisleis means full 24 hours times 3. It's clear from the Mishnah that the original rooster there was there for 3 days. Why? Because we said in the Mishnah that the only thing you could do in Yudal is to return the chicken back. Mashu, to place a new chicken, you cannot do it on the eggs. So if you have a chicken on the eggs, when did it sit on the eggs? At least the day before Yudal it. At least on Yud Gimel. And as we mentioned in the Mishnah, we're talking about here returning her back when? In Chol HaMoed. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So how many days it was already sitting on the eggs? It has to be at least from the 13th. Because on the 14th, you can't place a rooster on the eggs. So that's what the Gemara says. Shlisha Asar was already there on the 13th. Arba Asar, the 14th. Chamisha Asar. So even though maybe it wasn't 13th the full day, it was only part of the day on the 13th, but Mikzazayim Kekuler. So I have at least partial 13th, 4th 14th, 4th 15th. So when I'm talking about Chol HaMoed on the 16th, to bring it back, it was already 3 days on the eggs. Reb Chaim asked, what the Gemara just said before, there needs to be Me'ez Le'ez, full 24 hours times 3. Says Reb Chaim, maybe you have to say that's to replace a new rooster in lieu of an old rooster. But to return the one who ran away, that you don't have to have full 3 days. So the Gemara just wants to bring a raya that you have a concept of 3 days. It's not a raya. It could be the rooster was not placed on the eggs. It came on its own. So maybe it came on its own on the 14th. Maybe it came on its own on the 15th. And now we're talking about a Chol HaMoed, you could return it back. So maybe you could return back even if it was there only 1 day on the eggs. So the Gemara says there's no raya for our Mishnah. So the Gemara, Zevel Shebemavoy Misalker Letzat. Garbage, meaning dung that was found in the mavoy, you put it to the side. Sheberefes v'shebechotzer, but if it was found in a stable or a courtyard, Moitzir L'Ashwa, then you can completely remove it and take it out to the garbage. Omar Abo Hado Detema B'chotzer K'tan, let's talk about a small courtyard. Chotzer G'doyle Misalker Letzat, you put it to the side. Harefes B'gdoyle B'k'tan, a stable doesn't mean if it's large or small, Moitzir L'Ashwa can move it. Omar Abo P'nishenivu L'Kosho. The smell is very, very bad, and therefore you can take it out even if it's a large stable. Halacha tezok to Mishnah. Shisha dvorim osu anshei richoi. There's 6 things that anshei richoi did. Ashloi shemichu biyodom, ashloi shloi michu biyodom. 3 things, Chachamim did not protest, did not say they did something wrong. On 3 things, Rabbanan said they were moichen, said they did something wrong. Elu shlu loy mechubi yodom. Here are the three. The rabbanu were not moichet. Markivim de kolim kol hayoyim. You could do our kovas de kolim, which means you can graft palm trees the entire day. Reb Chaim explains that harkova, there's a certain date we have to do the harkova. And if you don't do it in the right date, the tree will get ruined. So therefore, you could do it the entire day on Yudal. And the chiddush will be here, and that's what Reb Chaim is struggling with, is that didn't we learn that after Chatzos is also Midera Raisa? And you have to say that Anshei Yerichu learned that it's only also Midera Bona. The Korichim Mishma, we'll see in the Gemara what it means. What does it mean, the Korichim Mishma? We'll continue to have Lamed Gimel base. V'koytzrim v'goytchim lifnei oimer v'loy michu biyodom. They're allowed to harvest before the oimer. Harvest, says Reb Chaim over here, based on the Gemara in the Bavli, that was not a iser to harvest, because their fruits anyway were not kosher to the oimer, so they could harvest. But goytchim, to pile them up, that was something which is a chiddush, because you're not supposed to eat before the oimer comes, and they already piled it up, and there was no mechah, because they didn't actually eat it. Elu shemichu biyodim, the following three things, Rabbanan said, protest and said they did something wrong. Matirim begam gamziyo shel hegdish, they cut off the new branches and fruits that grew from the trees of hegdish. Oichli mitachas and nisharim b'shabbos, fruits that fell on Shabbos from the tree, they would eat for a minute on Shabbos. V'noistim peyer liyarek, and they did peyo, which means they gave in the matras anim called peyo, the corner of the field, even for vegetables. Umichu biyodim chachom said that's a problem, and specifically by yarek, the reason why it's a problem, because when you make do payo, you're not chayav and meiser to the Levi. So here they're not mechuyav and payo, they still did payo. That caused the anim not to do meiser and to be mafkia meiser when you're actually obligated to do it. Says the Gemara, Mantana koitzim rameir, Mantana goitzim rabiudo. Meaning, explains Reb Chaim like this. We have two gersoris in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that there's three things that Anshei Yericho did, v'loy michu b'lem chachamim. Chacham did not come and protest. Mashma, they didn't do something which was good. It was not great. But chachamim did not protest against them. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir's gersor is not loy michu b'lem chachamim, elo asu b'rotz chachamim. Chachamim allowed lechatchila to do it. So this will be the difference between the two things they used to do before the Oimer. Koitzim before the Oimer is mutol lechatchila, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, to harvest. Goitzim to pile is not mutol lechatchila, but Chacham did not do a protest against them. So if we're saying that what was done in the Mishnah was mutol lechatchila, you say the word koitzim. If you say that what they did was not mutol lechatchila, but Chacham did not come to protest against them, then you say goitzim. Everybody agrees that you can harvest before the Oimer. Everybody agrees you should not pile up. The machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda is regarding the grafting of the palm trees. That's where you have a machlokes. Yehuda says what they did was not b'ratzach chachamim, but chachamim did not protest against them. And the third part, regarding koitzim and goitzim, is no machlokes. The only question is, what's the gear? So did they do k'tziro and then chachamim allowed it, or did they do g'disho and chachamim did not protest? Says the Gemara, k'tzad yu koichim mishma. What does it mean they were koichim mishma? They said Shema Yisrael. They put the tevas too close to each other, and that's what they did. According to a mayor, that Rabbanan said that's okay. They did stop. They said the words correct clearly, but they didn't say Baruch Shem, which Yaakov Avinu is the one who established it, as the Gemara in the Pesachim in the Bavli explains. Rabbi Yosi Omar, Rab Zoiro, Rab Lo, what they do was Shema Yisrael, Shalakir Hashem Echod, Shalom Yavsekim Ben Echod LeBaruch, Tivir Amir. So they said Shema Yisrael, they said Baruch, they just didn't do a break between Echod and Baruch. Ridoyim Yavsekim Oyu, they did do a break, Hela Shalom Yoyim Baruch Shem Kwa Mechutsu Elom Vaed, though he minted the Baruch Shem Kwa Mechutsu Elom Vaed, and this will be dependent on the Machlok you just mentioned. According to Amir, what they did was Mutter. So Chachamim said, it's Spirit Sorry Chachamim, even though they didn't do a Hefsek, it's okay to do it. According to Abiyudo, what they did was wrong. They didn't say Baruch Shem, but Rabbanan did not protest against it because it doesn't say clearly in the Torah that you have to say Baruch Shem for the Chutzon Oved. It's only what Yaakov Avinu added. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim, Daf Lamed Gimel.